兄姊妹好。
Brothers and sisters，
有一段时候我们又来圣盖比尔了。
In a while，
每次来总是觉得人少一点。
Every time I come, I feel there's less of.
是不是今天我来了，大家都不来了
？You were of you. Are you guys not here because I am？
我来了，总是啰嗦大家几句。
So I come want to nag you a little bit.
聚会一定要早一点来。
You have to come to the meeting early.
特别是不饼聚会。
Especially our communion.
不饼聚会的主请你吃饭。
The communion is the Lord asking you to come to his feast.
今天美国总统请你吃饭。
If the U.S. president is asking you for a dinner,
到白宫去赴会会不会迟到
？Asking you to come to the White House, would you dare to be late?
早早就到了。
No, you would be there early.
主比美国总统大的太多了。
Don't you know our Lord is so much greater than the U.S. president?
主请你吃饭能迟到吗
？If the Lord is asking you to come for a feast, how dare you to be late?
早早来。
Come early, please.
不免聚会就要停，就不能停顿。
Communion cannot be stopped.
停两分钟啊，我们的血都流不动了。
If your blood stopped pumping for 2 minutes, you would be dead.
都要早来。
So come early.
都要赞美啊。
And come worship.
谢谢主，不会讲吗
？Don't you know how to say thank you, Lord?
不饼聚会祷告不是做文章啊。
During a communion, to prayer is not writing an essay.
任何人都会讲的。
Everyone should know how to pray.
这么大的恩典救了我。
This great salvation has come to you.
一个礼拜才来赞美一次。
And I'm asking you to just praise him once a week.
向主说声谢谢。
All you got to do is come and say thank you, Lord.
不会讲吗？
You don't know how to do that?
大家都会讲，对不对？
I think you do.
在于我们的心灵诚实。
It is.Are you being honest to your heart?
正在主面前说谢谢主。
Are you coming with sincerity to thank the Lord?
那是最好的赞美。
That's the best type of praise.
我在台湾中间说我旁边一个老姊妹总是我旁边。
When I was in Taiwan, there's an older sister often sitting next to me.
她讲什么话呀？我听她不懂了。
And whatever she says, I can't really understand.
老喜欢讲一句话。
But she often say the same.
主啊，你莫名其妙的。
He said, Lord, you are
And
then I thought to myself, what are you talking about? And then realized that maybe she was using the wrong word. When she said confusing, it means hard to understand, impossible to understand, marvelous. So now whenever it's curious, she says that this is impossible to understand, Lord, I said amen. Yes, our Lord is indeed When she said it is impossible to understand, it's kind of like marvelous.
我们要赞美主。
So we have to praise the Lord.
这是我们的权利啊。
That is our right.
我们蒙恩才会赞美啊。
After we are saved, then we praise.
不蒙恩的人连祷告都不会，更不会赞美了。
The one that are not saved yet, they won't know how to thank.
蒙了恩典。
But we have received the salvation. So we praise him loudly.
下面主我还来就听见大家真是大声赞美主了好不好
The next time when I come, I hope I can hear you praise.
每次赞美要爱别人的耳朵不要爱自己的声音要大家听见的
Every time when you praise, you should pay attention to if other people can hear you.
用我自己最大的声音来说赞美主
Use the highest of your voice to praise him.
今天我们还讲罗马书
Today we're going to go back to the book of Romans.
因为我一开始就答应大家把罗马书就讲完。
Because I told you we would finish the book of Romans together.
最后的三章实在不好讲。
The last three chapters is hard to communicate.
我自己也第一次在主日讲罗马书后面三章。
The first time when I was talking about the last three chapters of Romans.
大家读点圣经。罗马十三章。
Let's read some Bible verses. Romans 13.
一到二节。
1 to 2.
大家翻到没有？翻到了一起读。
Together, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authority, for there is no authority except from God, and those who exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever receives authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves.
5-7.
Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of these, you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due them, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whose custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Verse 8. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law.
11-14.
Do this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believe. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts.
好，罗马书是根基的书。
The book of Romans is the book of foundation.
真理的根基。
The foundation of our truth.
经历的根基。
The foundation of our experience.
是第一本书信。
It is the first letter of Paul.
也是所有书信的根基。
It is also the beginning of all the other letters.
保罗写罗马书的思路最清楚了。
So when Paul wrote the book of Romans, he wrote it with a clear logic.
今天我给大家顺一遍啊。
So let me recap for you.
记忆好的弟兄姊妹就能记得了。
The one that who will try to remember it should have remembered it by now.
第一章,
first chapter.
头一半是总论,
the first top half is an overview.
本于信, 次于信,
from faith through faith.
下一半说人的罪,
then the second half of chapter 1 talk about sin.
有罪怎么办呢?
What happened when there is sin?
有罪就要审判。
If there is sin, then there will be judgment.
第二章加审判,
so chapter 2, judgment.
审判怎么办呢?
So what happened after judgment?
审判叫救赎,
judgment, then salvation.
第三章讲救赎,
redemption. Chapter 3 is redemption.
救赎要怎么样呢?
And what after redemption?
救赎需要人相信,
redemption requires faith.
第四章就讲相信,
so chapter 4 talk about faith.
相信什么呢?
To believe in what?
相信神的救恩,
to believe the redemption of Christ. Then chapter 5 talk about salvation.
救恩是什么呢?
What is the salvation?
第六章就讲救恩是什么?
Chapter 6 talk about what is salvation. To die with the Lord.
第七章转向经历了,
and then chapter 7 starting on is an experience.
在肉体中的失败,
our failure in the flesh.
第八章,
and then in chapter 8, how we can overcome in victory in our
spirit. So
chapter 8 was a great chapter. We talk about the 11 different experiences of the Holy Spirit.
9, 10, and 11.
It is in parentheses.
We
talk about one thing. God's absolute sovereignty. Chapter 12 now talks about the body of Christ. Chapter
13.
What in Christ's body?
两件事最重要的,
two things in Christ's body.
一是权柄,
first is his authority.
第二是爱,
then his love.
所以13章就叫权柄和爱,
so chapter 13, authority and love.
大家记得了没有?
Got it?
很清楚。
Clear logic. Clear flow of his thought. Foundation of the truth. So Paul tried to describe Christ's body with a man's body. Tell you that our body is still a mystery. Even though today medical doctors, they don't really understand our body yet. One of my a few of my relatives are doctors. And then they are kind of prideful. So I told them, don't be too prideful. Tell me how much you really know about a man's body. And then, so they don't dare being too prideful to me anymore. And they confess that said, yes, that's true. We don't understand the whole body just yet. Make me know more. And I hear that the part that we know the less is our brain. Even though the toughest scientists today, they don't really know how the brain works yet. So our body is still a mystery. And the body of Christ is an even bigger mystery. So Paul tried to give a parable of man's body to Christ's body. We are all part of Christ's body. 1 Corinthians 12.
We
talk about the different functions of the body parts. The
members.
And through the Holy Spirit, there are 9 gifts. The 9 spiritual gifts. First, the words of wisdom. The words of knowledge. Faith. Gift of healing. Miracles.
第六是预言的恩赐,
prophecy.
第七辨别助理的恩赐,
distinguishing of different spirits.
第八是说方言的恩赐,
different kinds of tongues.
第九翻方言的恩赐,
interpretation of the tongues.
圣灵九恩赐,
the 9 spiritual gifts.
从一章里面说到神在身体里面,
and then talk about the 6 different functions in Christ's body. Some of them are the head. And that we're not talking about that Christ is the head. But we're talking about leaders within Christians. And then the people that are eyes. Those are the people that are watchful. Whatever God wants us to do, they see it first. And also, what our enemies doing in secret, they see it too. So the body of the eyes. The members of ears. So that they can hear God's words. The one that are the nose. They can smell what's going wrong. The members that are the hands. They go and work. The one that are the legs. They go walk the path of Christ. When you put all these functions in the church. So that's why we have to precious our church. Not one child of God can live alone. And all children need to be a patch in the church. So the Bible says that we have to be interconnected as members of a body. That the Lord has now given us so many precious members. And then in this body, they all have this function. So to myself, I think the best part of a body is the eyes. Because the eyes can see. If you now just take apart those 2 eyes, are they still pretty? If I just let you see my 2 eyeballs, are they pretty? I think you guys would be scared instead. When you separate the members from his body, it looks weak. In a body. In a body, they all look so great together. We are not just a member. But together, we are one body. When we serve one another, now when I speak, when I preach, you listen. What are you doing? You guys are here so that my work can be done. That is not the right thing. For a preacher, the listener is very important. If I go to a place and speak, sometimes when I go speak, I can feel that there is heat from the podium. But when I go to some other places, the podium feels cold. What does it mean?
盯着你讲不出话的,
it is so cold that I don't have words to say.
我讲道讲了70多年了,
it's been 70 some years I preach, I know what I'm talking
about.
表情好啊, when the brothers and sisters are in good condition,
把你的话吸出来啊,
they will suck out the words from you.
用这话就很不好,把你的话冰住了,
but then if the brothers and sisters are in a bad condition, then I feel frozen.
看看弟兄姊妹话都讲不出来,
when I see them, I know words come out.
你们都带来很大的功用啊,
tells you you are very
important.
The listeners are important. Now I have a gift.
300人左右的聚会,
in a meeting hall with about 300 people.
我看一眼,
when I looked at it, I could tell how many are there.
我认得弟兄姊妹没有来聚会,
and then I could tell right away who is not there.
你信不信我的话?
Do you believe me?
不一定每一个都看见,
not one by one literally, but I could tell who was not there.
我的聚会啊,
when I go to a meeting,
是人家为姊妹,
there was a sister, I don't know her that well, but I recognize her.
我去三次,
so I went 3 times,
我一眼就看见我们的姊妹没有来,
and I could spot right on that she weren't there.
上个会我就给Wendy姊妹讲了,
and then after a meeting, I went to Wendy. Oh, then Wendy says that, well, maybe that she was just busy that day. She will come next time. And then the second week she weren't there. So I went to her again. And then the third week when she missed it again, then everyone now is paying attention. And then they told her, the first time you missed church, brothers, he spotted you. And she was shocked and she said, why would brothers recognize me? She said, you guys may not know one another, but he recognizes you. So she came to the meeting.
她到我面前来一直说一句话,不好意思,不好意思。
And then she would come to me and say, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
这个看见弟兄姊妹来聚会,用处很大啊。
So being able to spot who is not there is important.
问题我们要关心神的儿女。
But more importantly is you have to care for
it. 我们和神的儿女是一个。
Know that all of us is one.
比我们自己的亲人更重要。
We are more important than our blood relatives.
神的儿女都从保血买来的。
Because the children of God, we are saved by Jesus' blood.
主都为着教会舍命了。
And Christ gave his life for his church.
我们能不宝贵教会吗?
So how can we not be precious of his church?
要活在教会的里面。
So we have to be in a church.
教会最大的问题是权柄和爱。
And in the church, there's authority and love.
所有的肢体都有权柄。
All of its members have its own authority.
所有肢体都负权柄。
And all his authority carry the power.
我们的手掌是手指的权柄。
Now that our palm controls our fingers.
我们的手腕是手掌的权柄。
And our wrist controls our palm.
我们的手臂是手腕的权柄。
And our arm has power over the wrist.
肩膀是手臂的权柄。
Shoulder has its power over the arm.
没有自己没有权柄的。
All the members have its own power.
每一个肢体都负权柄。
And also the members also are subject to another member.
在身体各种不同的肢体。
So that in this body, all the different members,
我们用的时候那么自然的。
When you use it, they all act as one.
神把我们创造的奇妙啊。
God has made us so marvelous.
各种不同的肢体。
That all these different members,
有一个神圣的意在那个地方。
In them, there is a one divine oneness.
一致动作的。
They all work together.
每一个肢体都有用。
All the members are functional.
我讲了比较没有用的是眉毛。
So the one part that maybe is not so useful is your eyebrow. What is the use of your eyebrow?
我在读高中的时候啊,
when I was in high school,
我旁边那个同学,
my classmate next to me,
有几个人来上课,
one day he showed up to class, and I thought he looked funny.
那个不顺眼呢,
he said he looked different.
再看一看,
and then I pay attention.
这个眉毛没有了,
he shaved off his eyebrow.
你眉毛哪里去了?
And what happened to your eyebrow?
我眉毛剃掉了,
I shaved it. Why would you do that? He said that my hair is a little thin. I want to shave it so that it will grow thicker. And I said, you are stupid. You shave it, it grows back, it's the same. tell you that the eyebrow works like a viper in your own
car.
Without a viper, how do you drive in the rain?
If
your sweat drops in your eyes, what do you see? Your eyes is precious, don't you?
Know?
I tell you that eyebrow protects your eyes. Eyebrow protects your eyes. It's important. I know a sister. She has four kids. And she was very smart. In fact, she was wise. She thought the appendix is useless. So when her four kids are young, she sent them to the hospital and cut off the appendix. And then after the procedure was done, and later on the scientists find out that your appendix is useful for your body. Now she regrets, but it's already done. There are not that many people that would do that to their children right away. Now she learned her lesson. All the members that have been created, all of them are functional. If you don't know the usage of them, it's because you don't know. And slowly you could recognize how important that member is. All the members of Christ's body is the same. Our life. Our weak authority. All of the natural body wants to reject its authority. But yet this new life wants to be subjected to authority. So we are obedient. We find the authority to be subject to. In fact, that's what I do. When I go home, your family has some authority. When you're on the street, the police are the authority. One day I was driving, and then the police was after me. And then he turned on his signal. And then I got pulled over. And I thought I was driving great. Why did you pull me over? And then the police said, "Didn't you see me?" And I said, "Sure I did." Why didn't you yield for me? And then my natural light came out. And then I said that there's no such law that I have to yield to a police officer. If you're not on duty, why do I have to yield for you? If your signal was not on and you're not going to a place, why do I have to yield? I was angry. So he left. Because he was wrong, don't you know? But then that's the great thing of the United States. If you were in China, do not do that. You would have been in jail. But in the United States, the police are the reason with you. Of course, there are some bad reasons. But then when I went home, I felt unrest. If everyone acted like me and these disrespectful to the police, then how would the police enforce safety? Policemen are important to the society. It's important to me. And we have to be obedient to the authority. And in fact, all children should be subjected to authority. Because our new life is meant to subject to authority. In fact, all the service that we do, we have to glorify God. The one who are ushers. The one that cleans. Then you said that those are mundane. How do I glorify the Lord? But then I know an usher who really glorifies the Lord. I was saved in Shanghai. So I spent my first year in Shanghai. And the church was going through a great revival.
震动了全世界啊。
That revival that moved the whole world.
二十世纪上海大复兴震动全世界都影响了。
The great revival of change in Shanghai changed the world.
有个老弟兄姓周。
And there was an older brother, Brother Joe.
弟兄姊妹没有安排他做招待。
And then he was never arranged to be an usher for the church.
每个周日他在大门口做自己做招待。
But yet, every Sunday, he would go to the front door and he would greet.
好久不来聚会的弟兄们来了。
And then people that have not been there for a long time, they would show up.
什么话也不说。
And Brother Joe wouldn't say much.
上去握个手啊。
He would just go up and shake his hand.
后来有人做见证了。
And then later on, people were giving testimony.
说见证人多起来了。
And more testimony.
这场场一不来，弟兄们就有点问题的了。
And then because the brothers that haven't come, there's something wrong.
有的人心里很刚硬嘛，就人来了。
Maybe they are now stone cold. They have a stubborn heart.
握一个手啊。
But when they shook Brother Zhao's hand,
吓，把主的爱和能力传给他了。
All of a sudden, they feel the love of God flow through them. Even a really stubborn brother started crying. I tell you, his act of greeting is more powerful than what the preacher can say. And then I was very respectful of Brother Zhao. Just as a greeter, he manifests Christ. And then I spent a few years in Tainan. I know of another brother. And what he does was he would groom the floor outside of the church. And then it's a mundane work. But yet when he does it, it's different. Whenever he groomed the floor, he would say that I would hope that wherever I pass by, when people pass by it again, they would meet the Lord. When I have cleaned this place, whoever passed by will be enlightened by the Lord. And the Lord heard his prayer. High school student came by rolling on his bike. And then he passed by the front of the church. Then he was captured by the love of the Lord. He never heard the gospel before. But then when he passed by, he fell down on the ground and he yelled, I am a sinner. And then he met the Lord. So they took him into the church. He did not know a thing about Jesus. He never heard about the gospel. Then they preached the gospel to him then. And he was saved. Then I tell you, the one who was cleaning the floor has more power than the preacher. In his service, he manifests Christ. That's a worthy servant. All children should manifest Christ. So I'm trying to encourage you to encourage myself. When you go home, go manifest Christ. Because when you're home, you let loose. The place where your inner self comes out. But at home, don't throw a tantrum. My teacher, Brother Lee, wrote a book, Do Not Throw a Tantrum. If I was going to write about that, I would only write a few sentences. But Brother Lee wrote a good book.
发脾气大事啊。
If you think the throwing tantrum is a small thing, it's not.
你不是教学主啊。
Because you're not manifesting God.
你在教学魔鬼啊。
You are reviewing the devil that's in you.
教你思维的人什么性种呢？
If you throw a tantrum, how do the people around you feel?
我们回转面对我们的脾气啊。
So you have to go do something with your temper.
我心中一切脾气很大。
Before I believed in the Lord, I had a bad temper.I cannot be taken advantage of. Now since
70-something.
I don't remember the last time I threw a temper. What happened to my temper? The Lord has put it on the cross. The Lord has destroyed it. Before I lived for myself, but now in Christ, I am a new being. My temper is gone. When the Christ was crucified, he also crucified my old self. That's his salvation. When we receive his salvation, we receive it all. And now we may change, transform. I tell you that as Christians, we do many miracles. Healings, casting out of demons, many miracles. But if you ask me, what is the greatest miracle of all? I would never talk to you about healings or casting out demons. The greatest miracle is that after you believe in the Lord, you transform to a new being. Isn't that a greater miracle? All the Christians are the same. And before the belief and after the
belief,
our life has transformed. So when you go home, think about it. Think about yourself. Salvation is meant to be manifest through you. The Lord that we know is true and living. And He has now become this new life in you. The people around you, they need to see that you can manifest this new life. Manifest Christ. In all your daily services, manifest Christ. Christians, we are subjected to authority. We follow the law. In here, Paul tells us that not because we don't want to get punished, but then it's because our conscience has to face God. That's why we follow the law. And even places that people don't see what we do, we follow the law. Because the Lord sees. When we follow the law, when we subject to authority, and Paul says that you vote taxes to whom taxes due, custom to whom custom, and then even better, that's why we respect God so much. Fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Paul was fearless before. He didn't know fear. But he says, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. Because I am no longer the Paul that was the old Paul. Before, the fearless Paul has died. Now I live in Christ, and I'm now a new man. These past 2 weeks, I've been going through physical therapy. And then a name that I've been used for 70-some years is put on a medical record, my Chinese name. Oh, Bo Cheng, Po Qing. And then I told her that for the past 70-some years, my name is Newman. My Chinese name was used 70-some years ago. Why did you use my old name? Maybe that's what my wife put down. The old man has passed. When I took my name Newman when I was saved. The meaning is I am now a new man. In Christ, I'm now a new being. And then when I came to the United States, they just make my name Newman.
I'm new man. 我是个新人在基督里.
But I tell you, it's meant to be a new man. So I wanted to ask them, why did you call Newman as Newman?
What a shame, everybody to call me Newman.
Now you just call me by that name, the meaning is gone.
我的老的人都死了.
My old self has passed.
主是活的.
The Lord is now living.
主是我的生命.
The Lord is now my new life.
我活出新的生命.
Now I manifest this new life.
跟我老的脾气都无关了.
So my old temper, gone.
你有什么保罗, 完全变了。
Brother and sister, Paul has transformed.
让惧怕的,
fear to whom fear.
让恭敬的,
honor to whom honor.
保罗说得真好。
What great thing. In the body of Christ, the second important thing is love. Many places in the Bible they talk about love. And here, the love that Paul is talking about, it is the love in action. You have to love others like you love yourself. You have to love your brother and sister. And more importantly, you have to feel that you are. That you owe them. You owe them more love. That's something that Christians share. You always feel that you owe them something. I owe my brother and sister. When I see other people and I owe them things, I owe them when I don't preach to them the gospel. If I don't save them, don't blame others. They don't believe because they are stubborn. If the words come, they get saved. How come when you preach, they don't get saved? Feel that you owe them. There is a really famous minister in China. And his slogan is, I owe them, I owe them. From the beginning to the night, I owe them, I owe them. What do you owe them? You owe them love. I hope you get it. I hope you know what I'm saying. You are emotional. The brother and sister in St. Gabriel, you are without emotion on your face. Did you get it? Did you get it? You say no if you don't. If you don't get it, I'll tell you again. Brother and sisters, feel that you owe them more love. So that's why Christians, we do things for everyone. Because we feel that we're in debt. To manifest love. Chapter 13 talks about the two greatest things in Christ's body. The authority. That we are subjected to authority. Children of God, we are subject to authority. And we follow the law. And then secondly, the greatest thing in the body of Christ is love. Love one another like you owe them.
好,13章,保罗最后还是把主再来他的这一章最后。
And then in chapter 13, the ending of it, talk about the coming of Christ again. He says that now the date is closer than we first believed. And then he used this word here, a little different from what we usually
use.
When we say salvation, we usually mean when that person is saved. After that person is saved, he receives salvation. That's when the spiritual life is saved. When your spirit is saved, then you are now reborn. But the experience of reborning is... But the Bible, when talk about salvation, it talks about our spiritual salvation, sure. It says that this person is saved. But there are other places when he's talking about something else. When we talk about the perfect salvation, your spirit, your soul, and your body. That's the complete salvation. That's the perfect salvation. Your spirit, you're saved when you believe. Because I believe, now I am reborn. I know I'm saved. When I was saved, I didn't understand the experience of reborn. But I know that I was saved. Because I'm now a new person. I have transformed. Christ's life is now in me. I am saved. And then we spend our whole life wanting our soul to be saved. Our soul slowly transformed bit by bit by Christ. When your soul starts transforming, your soul is your true self. Your body is just an external self. The soul is who you are. Your soul is who you truly are. We're different, not just because of our faith, but our personality. That's how everyone is different. Your soul is your true self. We spend our whole life wanting our soul to be saved. Bit by bit we learn. Bit by bit we love the Lord. More and more. More and then some more. Until that one day we're a little closer to the Lord. We manifest Christ a bit more. We reveal the life of Christ a bit more. We spend a whole lifetime changing our souls. And at the end, your body is
changed.
When the Lord comes, when our Lord comes, when we see Him, then our body is saved. In Philippians chapter 3, 21, Paul says that now we are the citizens of heaven. He used a modern word. He said citizenship. We now have the citizenship of heaven. Do you know what it means to have a citizenship? We are the U.S. citizens. And yes, we have many rights. But what's so good about it? I don't know. I only know that I can cast a vote next year. But if you don't like any of the candidates, then what does it matter? I have the right to vote, but so what? Citizenship. But every time when I have to come back to the United States, then your citizenship is important. Because all the foreigners, they have a long line. But citizenships, we have a shorter line. And it will say, whoever has a passport, come this way. And then the U.S. government treats the citizens the best. When I went to China, they treat other countries' citizens really well, not their own people. But the United States is a superpower. And one day I closed my eyes and I said, and then the officer called me. He smiled and said, almost, I fell asleep.
Welcome home.
And he would say, welcome home.
欢迎回国.
Welcome back to the country.
欢迎回家.
Welcome home.
对,
so citizenship.
这是强国.
Superpower.
对自己的公民很好.
They treat their citizens really well. But for the foreigners, they have to go through searches. They will search their luggage. But citizens, just come on in. This country. We are the citizens of heaven. Paul says that now we are citizens of heaven. Are you? I hope you are. Don't be too humble about it. Are you a citizen of heaven or not? You understand the citizenship of heaven. You probably won't. But you have to know. What is our citizenship of? Our sins are forgiven. Our sickness are healed. And we get to have the salvation all our way. And at the end, we get to meet the Lord. And our body can be transformed into Christ. That's not what you can do. But it's the authority the Lord has given us. get it now?
保罗说, 我们有天上的公民权,
Paul said that we have the citizenship of heaven.
等候救助,
and we are waiting for the Lord.
就是耶稣基督从天降临,
the day when the Lord comes again.
我们看见主的时候,
when we meet him that day.
主要按着他叫万有恢复自己的大能,
the Lord says that all will come to him.
就非见身体改变形状,
so that our body will transform.
和他荣耀的身体相似,
so that we will take on the form of a glorious body.
这是公民权,
that's the citizenship.
不是靠我们的追求的,
not what we can go after.
这是我们的, 这是我们的权利,
but the Lord says this is now your right.
罪的赦免,
the forgiveness of your sins, the healing of your sickness,
祷告的答应,
the answering of your prayers, and on your whole way you are led by the Spirit to enjoy his perfect salvation. That is now our right.
大家明白了没有?
I hope you got it.
不明白了,
if you don't get it, don't talk to your minister.
好的告诉你们什么叫公民权,
so that they can tell you what citizenship of heaven is. Through his name, he gave us this great power. The power under his name. His blood gave us his rights. We say that those are the rights from his blood. As children of God, we need to know this. Why would you let go of this right? Paul said that we will get to meet the Lord. That we are now near to this salvation. This is now almost the time we awake from sleep. So do not be sleeping anymore. Because the Lord is coming. No one knows when the Lord is coming. But there's a great miracle that all the ministers of this world, there was never a time before that all of them are now believing that the time is near. And I tell you that must be the time is near. I'm not just saying it to bluff
you.
It is according to the Bible.
圣经一言都应验了.
All the miracles and prophets in the Bible has come true. Just a little less. And then when those happen, they could happen in chain. It will probably come true in Europe. If it took place in Europe, it will take some time for us to find out. I tell you, our days are near. The Lord is close. Lastly, our body will be saved, and the complete salvation has come. Spirit, soul, and body, the greatest salvation comes when the Lord comes. And then Paul finishes chapter here. Let us sing our song again. I really like this song, especially the last stanza, the climax of the song. He says, come hear thy voice. Come see your strength. And come taste your love. To be my choice. So sing the song. Sing it with a prayer.